Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, well, well. Good morning, listening audience. And I want to thank you again, Isaiah, as you do each and every time that I come on these airwaves that you introduce this show. And we appreciate you for allowing us to save your voice for over the many years. And we're looking forward to your new voice down at your much older than you were when we did that initial voice over artist piece. But again, we thank you for your introduction, and we got a great show lined up for today in terms of information that we want to share. And again, as I was giving my my edification for my grandson, I need to also give edification for this program. This program is a Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. This program was created to provide awareness, community information, and also as a platform to be used to raise funds to help Movements Unlimited, 501c3 corporation that me and my wife have the privilege of managing and directing, to raise money for youth and family development. And so some of the things we're going to talk about today ties right into that, because we have to look at opportunities. And we're going to talk about today about social media opportunity and how to make sure that we don't position ourselves. And when I say position ourselves, I'm talking about people who might not really have comprehend how to use social media for business purposes. How to use social media for business purposes. Okay, I want to go through a little story here first as I get into the topic for today. And I remember how I was one of those people who, and my wife was too initially, we did embrace email. And AOL kept sending out all of these discs, and you know, and then different people I was talking to said, you know, you need to get an email account. I said, well, I get a stamp and envelope. You know, but I wasn't ready to embrace the technology. And so let's make sure as we go through this first part of what I'm going to talk about this morning is being able to know how to embrace the technology. Technology works beyond personalities. And so you got to know how to be able to embrace the technology. But anyway, they kept giving out these discs. And every time, you know, you had a disc, you had AOL 1.0, AOL 2.0. And I think the last disc I ever used by them was AOL 7.0. But anyway, see, they had captured the market initially in terms of what they were doing. And it's just like with Facebook. Facebook has a brand of its own in terms of how it has captured the market. Now, Facebook has no control over how people use their Facebook accounts. But people have control over how they use their Facebook accounts. And so through social media, if you're a business owner that's listening today, you can go down the wrong road or you can go down the right road. The choice is up to you. Things that you should think about in terms of what you want to do as you use your social media platform. And again, understanding that key word there, social media platform. And that's the hardest thing for the teenagers to conceive and understand, because they'd be excited. They got a Facebook friend. But as an adult, you know, somebody you just met on social media, you know, yeah, Facebook, they allowed them to connect with you. But, you know, but that don't really mean that they a friend in terms of how we as an adult would define the word friend. But for a young, impressionable teenager, you know, wow, I got 100 Facebook friends. And it could be 100 daggone crazy nuts strangers. Not to say that all those people, everybody out there is like that, but there's people who use social social media platforms for their agendas also. They use them for their agendas for good. They use them for their agendas for bad. And there are some people who hunt and look for vulnerable youth, vulnerable men, vulnerable women, and try to track them to whatever it is that they're doing. The thing is, we want to be able to make sure that as business owners, we're connecting with the people who want more, you know, who just tired, frustrated, have tried certain things, come from a great community background, good, decent, honest person, and just trying to find ways to find more. And so we have to know how to have filtering processes in place so that for those type people, if we're trying to reach them through social media, how to make sure that we're connecting with the people who genuinely really, really, really want more, who are decent, honest, good people. So the first thing is we got to make sure that they understand that we're decent, honest, good people. And that starts with your profile page. Page, you should have photos and pictures on your profile page about you, your family, maybe some things about your company, what you're doing. But definitely your family and you, because people want to know that they're connecting to real people, not people who are, I call cyberspace people. And I think about some of the things that where we're at now in life in terms of this whole thing with the internet. I think about as a child growing up watching a cartoon called The Jetsons, where they could put a had a car that comes out of your briefcase, and then you get in it and you ride through the air to where you want to go. Well, metaphorically, you can look at that a lot of different ways. Look, we sort of like that now. You know, you can ride and go anywhere you want to go on the World Wide Web. You can be home today in your house and sit there, and you can go to a particular country and take a tour of that country on the World Wide Web. So whereas when I was a child, you had to go to the library, pick up a book, read it, and let your imagination take you there. Now, with the World Wide Web, you don't have to do all of those great, I call them great, mental visualization techniques and skills that you learn as a child, because society has tried to make it a lot easier and whatever. And I don't see anything really wrong with that, but I do say this. Growing up as a child and having imagination is what has helped sustain me in terms of being a business owner, because it's the imagination. See, and I see so many people or young people growing up today in inner cities and other places that their potential is stifled because that imagination component, you know, is not being fed and watered and harvested. I had to get up to walk like about 8 to 9 blocks to go to the library in my neighborhood when I was a child. I'm not digressing from my content right now. I'm just tying this all together. As I was a child, to go to the Emerson Village Library, and there I would get books and read. And I would read and get books because I wanted to get mentally beyond where I lived. And I think about that as I'm sharing today on this show, is that we can all now get mentally beyond where we live because there's something called the internet, and we can access so much information that you need to be selective in what you access, because you can be here, there, everywhere, or as they used to say on one TV show, you'd be willy-nilly. I think that was from the show with Cedric Entertainer and Steve Harvey. Talk about being willy-nilly. But I'm saying, you know, the thing is, so you can be all over the place and be nowhere. So we need to make sure that what we do through these social media platforms help us stay grounded in what it is that we want to do. See, you got to stay grounded in what you want to do, because if you don't stay grounded in what you want to do, social media has a tendency, it can pull you here, it can pull you there, but if you already have a vision of how you're going to access and use this information, it can't pull you nowhere, because you're going to direct it, you're going to harness it, you're going to make it work for you as opposed for it working against you or having you work on something that you never really intended to be a part of in terms of something else. So it's important in terms of what I'm talking about is mindset. Okay, so once you got your mindset right, then the next thing you want to do is how people engage you, which could be your Facebook. That's your profile. So, you know, your profile picture is very, very important. If you're on Facebook for business, you should have a professional-looking picture. And I use the word professional because it doesn't necessarily mean if you're a man that you should have on a shirt and tie. Just you should look professional in terms of whatever your professional attire is based on your ethnic identity and your culture and how you dress for female. And then your banner picture is your picture behind you. What you should have there is a picture of something, a slogan, or something that sort of tells people something that you're about. It's like right now, if you go to my Facebook page, it says, "Those who don't take risks will always work for someone else who does." And because that's the reality. Reality in the world that we live in today, if you call yourself a business owner, you take risks. There's other people who take risks. I mean, they take risks that the job that they work in, that the people are going to have their check on Friday. And they might have it and they might not. And I mean, I've shared this with people before. People say, "No, see, I got guaranteed income." I say, it's supposed to be guaranteed income. I say, it is based on, yeah, you put in the time. Did the people that pay them for the services that they provide give them the money to be able to take care of the cost for the services that were provided so that they can pay their employees, take care of their overhead and all of that? And I said, if the people didn't, I said, then, you know, you're the lowest person on the totem pole. You're not going to get paid. Now, what does that have to do with you taking control over your life? Is that you want to do to your best of your ability, put yourself in a position, if you're providing services or you're doing different things on the internet, is that you have systems in place that enable you to receive income by having an online presence. And this is very, very key. Systems in place to help you receive income by having an online presence. And there's several different ways you can do that. One of the best ways I suggest to people, if you're not able to link things to your bank, having a PayPal account. And by having a PayPal account, you can rent services. You can send people a link in which they can pay for the services. Also, if there becomes a discrepancy in the services being received, is that they can go to PayPal and they can get a refund of the money that they paid you if there's a discrepancy. And it's on you as the business owner to prove that what they're saying in the discrepancy is not the problem. But I always use PayPal because I always let the clients know that if for some reason you feel as though we didn't provide services that were supposed to be rendered, you can fill out this complaint form to PayPal, and they will give you your money back, and then they'll ask me to explain and make sure that I provided the services that were supposed to be rendered to the client. And all of this is the new age wave of technology, business, and all of these different things going on. So, again, getting back to your Facebook account, on that profile, the picture, your picture behind you, which is your banner picture. Make sure you, and with your banner picture, what you want to do is you want to change that maybe every 30 days and put up a nice banner picture that says something to people. So that way when people respond to you on Facebook and says, "Hey, I like your new banner picture. Is it great?" You know, you want to get back to them. It's the only thing you want to ask them, "Hey, Bill, thank you for liking my new banner picture. I see, you know, that we've been friends on Facebook for a while. Just need to ask you a question. Are you on Facebook for friends? I mean, not for friends. Are you on Facebook for business or for pleasure?" And then which, from there, you'll get a response. And based on how the response is, if they say they're on there for business, and you say, "Great. You know, I have some business stuff that I would like to be able to share with you to see if there's anything that we have common interest in. And so here is the information. And what's a good time to give you a Facebook call?" And the Facebook call is that a lot of people have, if you go on Messenger, you can dial and call that person, and you can call them right from, and I'm talking about in this case from your cell phone, because again, like I said, with the cell phone, when I realize what I have hold of with this iPhone, is that I can go on Facebook and I can hit on Messenger, call a person, and if their phone number is logged into their Facebook account, it will search it, it will bring it up, and the call may be made and get connected. And then I can able to dialogue and discuss with them what it is that I might want to share or discuss with them. So these social media platforms are very intricate, but they all start with your profile. And then they all start with the pictures and postings that you put on your page. Because remember, nobody posted that but you, unless, you know, and the thing is, I always tell people, don't go posting stuff on people's pages unless you have permission from them to put that on their page. You know, and so I always let people know quick, when somebody posted something on my page that I didn't authorize, don't do that again, you know, or I'll let them know that I need to block you because, you know, you abuse the social media space. And you got to understand this. This is about space and territory. It's like with Star Wars. This is global, universal space, as I call it. I mean, we're in a great situation when you really understand what the internet is about. The internet is like Star Wars, going to galaxies and other places to boldly go beyond where no man has been. That was the theme for Star Wars. And so, I mean, with this whole thing, I mean, I can right now, there's people who are listening to this radio broadcast in foreign countries who I do not know. And I'm going to be finding a way to connect with them so that I do get to know them, because I can see who connects and listens to what is broadcast through this platform. So I really, really appreciate Blog Talk Radio making this platform available in terms of another social media outlet, which has led to so many beautiful blessings that have come my way through people that I've met, things that I've been involved in. I had a chance, me and my wife, to do a program back in 2010 called March to the Mailboxes through the U.S. Census Bureau, but it all came through social media and through an organization in Raleigh, Durham, and then through a partner, a business partner in Charlotte, and we were able to get a small grant to basically make sure that people turned in their census forms. So some people might say, "Well, they're supposed to turn in their census forms anyway." Yes, but some people need help. They need initiatives to push them to turn in those census forms. And so we was able to do that. And through doing that, it allowed us to have allow us to be able to have a situation that enabled us to service people and service what the government contract was, but it was all found and met through cyberspace, through the internet. So the point I'm getting at is that, you know, the transition of learning how to do things online that bring in revenue. And as a business owner, you know, that's something that we all need to know, all of the different aspects and ways that we can bring in revenue, whether it's online, offline, or however we decide to move and navigate our ways and our paths. So with all these different social media platforms, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, YouTube, all of them have a purpose. All of them have a means that can help you expand your business, reach more people, reach more contacts. It's just like in company that I'm involved in, we have a situation where we have a product that we are responsible for giving away 10,000. And so as I share with people, you know, that's the product side of what we do, where we all can have 10,000 customers. 10,000 customers. Does that mean all of them are going to use the product on the same day? No. But if you got 10,000 customers, I mean, the variations in the numbers and how it runs and when they use the product, and every time they use the product, whatever they save, you get paid. That is a tremendous media internet tool to use to make business, make money as a business owner. I mean, it puts you in a situation where, you know, the sky is the limit, and that everybody can give something away. I mean, you know, the thing is, so the challenge to people is giving away, giving away, giving away. I mean, and that's what AOL did. AOL, they gave away, they gave away, they gave away, they gave away. They built their customer base. And as they're giving away those free AOL accounts, as they build their customer base, then what happened was people got locked into AOL, because I remember when I had my first AOL account and they had the thing with the pictures and, you know, create an AOL website. You know, I did some of those things. And so what they did was they had you as a customer locked in because they were ahead of where everybody else was at the time. There was no, not to my knowledge or recall, there was no MSN.com. All of these were people that came afterwards. And again, I share this in terms of from another light. It's like for anybody that knows about the life insurance industry, when A.L. Williams came out with the whole buy-term investor difference, it took the insurance industry 8 years to come up with a competitive product and try to offer something different to consumers. And so our company, we have a product called the Voitex. And with the Voitex, 85 to 90% of the time, it beats competitors. Who are the global competitors? Expedia, Priceline, Travelocity, Orbis, Hotels.com. And we get to give that away to people. I hope you hear what I'm saying, people out there. Just think if you had an ice cream store and Baskin-Robbins supplied you with ice cream and you would have children come in and you could give away ice cream all day long. Just imagine. You got to imagine. See, you have to imagine. See, the imagination is the workshop of the brain. And when we don't imagine, we do less because we imagine less. But just imagine if you had the ability to give away ice cream cones of 10,000 ice cream cones through your ice cream store and Baskin-Robbins will supply you with the ice cream, and that as people want more, You know, they buy the extra ice cream cone, and Baskin Robbins is willing to take that kind of risk to support you with your ice cream endeavor. That's what we have with our product called Avoidtex, is that our company is willing to support people through giving them a product that allows them to go and offer something to people for free that can put them in a situation where they save money from our competitors. And when they save money, we get paid, and we also earn reward credits towards free trips. Great opportunity for people who are business-minded, entrepreneur-minded, and who want to know how to use social media to help you with marketing a product. Because we get with that product, we get a mobile app that allows us to communicate with people directly through our mobile app, and we create the messages and things that we want to send out to them along with videos and other things. But the main thing is being able to give the consumer a product that they can use, and every time they use it, they save money, we make money, and it didn't cost them nothing to receive the product, but accepting it, going onto the website, logging in, and creating their username and their password, and they can use the product for free. To me, that is the ultimate weapon of changing a lot of stuff that is going on today in terms of online business. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Tune in tomorrow. Here on Home Based Business 101, it's Ms. Victoria Falk. We'll be discussing and sharing reasons to go to Ghana. All right. And then Friday, Cynthia Jahi will be sharing on her show, I believe it's Finding Peace During Katrina or After Katrina, because we went through Hurricane Katrina. So until next time, God bless you and thank you for tuning in.